Here's time for this week's liberal agenda. Here's the facts from the Streisand compound giving us our marching orders for the week. One, oppose the appointment of Samuel Alito while reassuring everyone of your utmost respect for the contributions of Italian Americans and indeed anyone from the Mediterranean region.
Oh,
two, for show and tell, have your 8-year-old read from Scooter Libby's steamy erotic novel.
Hey, wait a minute, I got an 8-year-old.
Yeah, she's not going to know. Just, you know, hey, they don't know what it really means. Three, die of avian flu rather than buy medicine if Donald Rumsfeld makes money from it. Four, find the Al-Qaeda leader who escaped prison. Tell him you can't run around free and attack the America. You've got to stay in jail and testify against your prison guard. Where are your priorities? All right, and five, why don't you start next week, organize a nationwide King Kong fake ape cruelty demonstration.
Oh.
Yeah, and phrase of the day, just drop this into conversation. Secret prisons, wake up, sheeple. There's been a secret prison for years. It's called George Bush's America. I want to thank Tim Robbins for coming down again.
Yeah,
thank you, Jim Walcott. Thank you, Mark Crispin Miller. Thank everybody.